Shalom Aleichem, welcome in. We're going to dive into the third parak of Pirkei Avos. A week ago, last Tuesday, we had a chance to learn select Mishnayos from the second parak, and to see the approach of the different farshim with different Mishnayos this past Shabbos and Shul Shabbos afternoon, to differentiate the Shabbos year from the Tuesday year, and the Shabbos year focused on particularly on approaches that Reb Chaim Volozhiner takes to Mishnayos, the second paragraph of the Avos, and is Ruach Chaim, and it seemed like a lot of people were excited. Some people told me one fellow told me he already bought a Ruach Chaim because he got so excited about Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Perusha Mishnayos. I figured if it's really resonating, let's spend some time now in this Tuesday lunch opportunity to look at some Mishnayos in the third paragraph of Pirkei Avos, with insights from Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. Very, very, very rich parak, and he has a tremendous amount to say. There's such a remarkable blend that Reb Chaim Mivolozhin presents in this Teirush of pshat and beautiful drush. Let's start with something, an idea of drush. Opening Mishnah, Reb Chaim Volozhiner presents as the opening paragraph. Opening Mishnah in the third paragraph of Pirkei Avos is the opening paragraph in his Perush, in the Ruach Chaim, on Torah Gimel. Mishnah says, Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer, one of the very, very early Tanon, lived during the period of the Baal Sheni. Akavya ben Mahalalel teaches us, Histakel b'shosh dvarim ve'ein ata ba'udeh. To look, meaning focus on the following three ideas, you won't come to sin. So if you focus on the following three concepts, the following three questions, it's going to always have Bechira Chavshas, as Mishnah mentioned later in the start, but it's going to vastly reduce the chance for my falling into sin, into making bad, negative decisions. What are the three things? Da'me ayin basa, lana taholech, b'fnei niyata asid li'tein din v'cheshba. Where do you come from? To where are you going? And before whom will you give ultimate account? And Mishnah goes on to specify the ayin basa, from a single drop of fluid, that's our biologically original source, to whither are we headed, to where are we headed, ultimately to a place of, physically a place of decay, after Rina Saleya, before whom we give account, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim Volozhiner suggests if you look only at, he doesn't specify this, but it seems like what he's saying, that there could be an additional level of understanding, Akad and Halalo, just to the opening line, just the three questions. The Ayin Basa, Lana Taolech, Nimiyat Asa, Diglut, Nimiyat Cheshbon, without the specifics that the Mishnah goes on to give in the Seifa. If we just look at the Resha, three questions. From whence do we come? To whither are we going? And before whom will we ultimately give account? And specifically, Akavim Halalo said, Histakel, look, stare, look at these three. So easy to understand to mean, it's obviously metaphoric, doesn't necessarily mean you look in a sefer. There's three questions to consider, to think about. He suggested, Al Derech Remez, the fact that we chose obviously, the metaphor, which actually chose the metaphor of looking, is Akad and Halalo is trying to allude to us a mitzvah. There's a particular halacha, a particular mitzvah that his histaklus brings to mind. Where do we have a mitzvah of looking? Mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah of looking. Number one, the Torah says, Uri Samoso. Furthermore, Chaim Volozhiner points out, and the very word tzitzis, there are contexts in Tanakh where that term means to look. Mitzitz min acharakim, the Mishnah pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which one of the psukim that we have a minute to recite over the course of Kiddush Levana. And Kiddush Baruch Hu is mitzitz min acharakim. He's peering between the cracks. So, Chaim Volozhiner says, histakel, stare at these three things. meaning let's employ some tzitzis. And he says, if you look at the parsha of tzitzis, we say it every day, the third paragraph, twice every day, third paragraph of Kriya Shema. How many times do we say the word tzitzis? Three. Those who kiss the tzitzis, by the word tzitzis, comes up three times in successive psukim. So he says, the three tzitzis correspond to these three histakliyos. The three mentions of the word tzitzis first corresponds to the first question here in this Mishnah. The second term tzitzis in the Chumash corresponds to the second question in this Mishnah, Pirkei Avos. The third tzitzis corresponds to the third question. How does he work it out? It says, the first question is, from where do you come? What's the first tzitzis? Thus, because if you have a sitter in front of you, you can flip back to the Kriyat Shema. Vasu lahem tzitzis. And they should make tzitzis al kanfei bigdeim in the corners of the garments. Le do ro sub. This is what the Torah chooses to stress. In conjunction with the first word tzitzis, the Torah chooses to stress le do ro sub for their generations. So Chaim Lajner suggests a more positive understanding of the question of dame ayin basa. It's incredibly positive. Question is, where do you come from to have a sense that I'm part of a larger chain of Masorah? Well, Doro Sam, I said, look, the Pascal says that Doro Leis Vidorba. I'm part of a larger framework. It comes from somewhere, and that both gives you a sense of belonging, and it also gives me a sense of mortality. Come from generations before who did important things are no longer presently alive, but they're legacy hopefully lives on in me. So that's ambitious. I know I will not physically live forever. And by looking back, if I feel the impact of a grandfather on me, that's in the highest. I need to think about how am I going to make the impact going forward. So that's the first hestaklos, is the first mention of tzitzis corresponds to the first mention of tzitzis in the Chumash, in that parasha. Okay, that's the Ayin Basra. The second question was, to where are you headed? It's a question of purpose. Y.Y. Jacobson was speaking about in Shul this past Sunday night. What's my tafkid? What's my purpose? What am I meant to accomplish? He spoke at the end about the notion, the sense of shlichus. Spoke about that, the joke he told about the Bava Chereva. But here's your shlichus. Difficult situation, we can reframe it to see it correctly as a shlichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this situation, and you remember why Jacobson said that, but that's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is the only teacher of that. It says to the brothers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here. You didn't just tell me down from Mitzrayim. You had Becher Chavshes, you chose to tell me down, but ultimately, Mechiyosh Lachani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. Send me in order to accomplish the mechia. That notion, if the first question, Dame Ayin Basa, know where you're from, is the value of context. To put my life in the context of Doros beforehand, generations before, the second question is a question of purpose. Where are you headed? And Ruchaim Luvalajner says that in the Rumas, that idea of purpose is alluded to in the second mention of the word tzitzis in the parasha of Vayoma. Why? Because all tzitzis hakanaf to seal to chelos and more like tachos. He goes on to have some other indications also. Al pi Kabbalah. The word Tchelos and the notion of Tchelos and the 70 years, the once in 70 years that the Gemara associated with Tchelos all indicated a sense of purpose. I'm not just living for here and now. I do need to live in the here and now. I need to accomplish in the here and now. But at the same time, I also have to have a sense of the larger purpose and there's a longer game that I'm playing. There's a longer term goals that I'm seeking to accomplish. To think in a strategically spiritual way. What is that? What are my spiritual goals and how am I going to build towards them? So that's the second question. Purpose. Tchelas, Tachos. And then finally, what's the third question that Akeme Alalo raises? The fact that I will ultimately give account of my life before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sense of accountability to the divine. He says that that corresponds to the third mention of tzitzis in the parsha. These will be tzitzis, and you will see them. Because Yerushalmi understands that u'isem also is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'll have, not literally see God, that I'll have a Giwa Shina, I'll have a greater intimacy at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, exactly. So the first mention of tzitzis in the Torah is followed by the word L'Dorosam. The second mention of tzitzis in the Torah is followed by the word Tchitz. The third mention of the word tzitzis is followed by U'isem also. So that's Doros, Tachlis, and Bim Lefnei Hashem. That's context of being part of a chain of tradition, of generations. That's a sense of purpose. And that's an awareness of the accountability. And not only accountability, but opportunity. There's an opportunity to ultimately come to a place in the Kabbalah and Shina. He points out Yerushalmi understands Uisim also that way. The Bavli, elsewhere, does say, in Masachas Benachos, person is careful with tzitzis, zoche u'mekabel pnei shechina. That's this idea. Yeah. And then he goes on, if you enjoy Ramazan, Chayav Lona takes it yet a step further. He says that you have another reference of threes by tzitzis, which also corresponds to this trio of ideas, of context and purpose, the lifnei Hashem, the accountability and opportunity of ultimately being lifnei Hashem. Because the Gemara Menachos tells us, why tchelas? Why tchelas? As Chaim Lozner says, we understand the significance of having some die on the strings. Because the notion of dying the strings is our need to work and to perfect things. But why specifically Tchel? The Gemara says, a famous Gemara, because Tchel is Doma Yam, Yam Doma Lerikia, Rikia Doma Lekisa HaKavad. The Tchel reminds us of the sea, the color is similar to that of the sea. The color of the sea reminds us, and is similar to the sky, actually, is the two are physically linked as well. The color of the sea is the color of the sky. The sea is blue, because it's reflecting the blueness of the sky. The color of the sky is reminiscent and clears the thing and sees the outcome. The three stages. Tchelas to the ocean to the sky, and the sky to Kisei HaKavod. Chayav and Rav Lozner suggests that those correspond to these three ideas. The first is ocean. Ocean is a notion of consistency. Because, after all, Chazal used the marshal elsewhere, the fish in the sea, they need to be in the water. And the Kiva talks about the Jew's connection to Torah is like a fish's connection to water. I need it constantly. It's what keeps the fish physically alive. It's what keeps Torah, is what keeps the Jew spiritually vital. Even, and he says, as we saw in the last part, sometimes I may feel, I'm doing Shol Lashma, he says, consistency is the most important. But it's we learn consistently, even if at times I need to motivate myself with, even if often I need to motivate myself with Shol Lashma, the Lashma will come later. Whether you're doing Lashma or Shol Lashma, first let's work on doing it consistently. And that's ocean. Like the fish in the ocean, they need the water constantly. That's the Jew needs his mitzvahs constantly. Number two, stage two, is Spakia. That way is going higher to the sky. That's really an indication of climbing the ladder, so to speak, to Lashma. points out this notion of being happy that I'm doing mitzvah shelo lishma, and understanding that will ultimately get me to lishma. Like, says, look, mashal le'evet. The king tells his evet, I need you to get to go to the second floor. And there's a ladder that leads from the first floor to the second floor. So, hayala al-hadas, we think the king will be upset because he didn't jump straight up. Of course not. That's the way you go up a ladder. Ladders can only be climbed one rung at a time. Yaakov Avinu sees a little ladder in a dream. Many see this, many refer to the significance of the ladder. Exactly, it's a symbol of how one grows over time in Avodas Hashem. You step by step by step by step, can't leap steps. You go up a staircase, you can go up 2-3 steps at a time if you like. You go up a ladder, that has to be one rung at a time. It's incredibly rare for people to successfully go up a ladder a clip of more than one rung at a time. So that's, start with yam, the consistency, even if it's shelo lishma. Then you get to the rakia, to lishma. And you're ready, highest medrega, rakia dom kisek kavod. That's the way through the asek lishma, when zoche to be meiro a pene hashina. That's lifnei mi, that's also the din b'chashvan. The first step is dame ayin bach. You have to understand where you need to come from. I have to know that I'm human. And I understand that I have human limitations. I need to be patient with myself. And I said, yeah, give my patient and ambitious at the same time. Understand, I'm a human being. I have limitations. I have distractions. I have drives. How am I going to strategically move myself forward? So let's start with consistency, even if it requires shelo lishma. And that comes from an honest appreciation, the comfort with my ayin. Next step is, but anata holech, you also, at the same time, you need to be patient with yourself, you also have to have a sense of ambition. You can't be patient with yourself and remain on a low madrega. No, I understand I'm starting here, me'ayin basa, but I also understand I want to get to there, to up high over there. Anata holech. I want to start with shelo lishma, that could be the tool, scaffolding that I need to get the consistency of ma'aseh mitzvah going, the consistency of Talmud Torah going. With a vision that my wagon is hitched to a star, with a vision ultimately building towards the lishma, with that combination, then you have to also be in that can come to be zocha, the great kurva to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So this is some of what Chaim Volozhiner shares on the opening mishnah. We have two, 3 minutes left together. Let's turn our attention to later in the Tanakh. These are very, very practical insights. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, in my edition is Mishnah Tes. Maybe some of you have it as a number higher than Tes. But the Mishnah that begins, regardless of whatever number it is in your edition, the Mishnah begins with Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa Omer. What does he say? Kol shiyiras cheto kodemus lechochmaso, chochmaso miskayemus. Is my yiras chet, my fear of sin, comes before my wisdom, then my wisdom will last. Chochmaso kodemus liyiras cheto, ein chochmaso miskayemus. If my yiras chet does not come before the chachma, then the chachma will not last. What does that mean? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner suggests that it means I need to have, he says he usually his mission understood to mean sort of like sense of like what comes before Kodemus and what's more important, or that more Yira than Chachma. I think that's what it's usually understood. A person has a lot of learning but doesn't have a lot of Yira Shamayim, and the learning, to learn about Yira Shamayim is a dangerous thing that will be a net negative. Chaim Volozhiner explains that it may also mean literally Kodemus. I need to have Yira Shamayim in advance. If I don't have Yira Shamayim in advance, it's a problem. In other words, I need to be strategic and plan in advance for situations that will come up. If I am not roeh as hanolad, if I don't seek to anticipate future scenarios, to borrow the phrase from the previous parak, you'll be in trouble. He said, look, to try to solve a problem once I'm already in the thick of the Yetzer Hara is incredibly difficult. Yetzer HaSholeilav. Once I'm already in a position to walk in unawares to a position of temptation, you know, I'm behind the eight ball. I'm really putting myself in a very difficult situation, very little leverage, because I'm going to start to think and start to plan. I'm already being pressed by desire. It's very hard to think clearly. So you have to, Yiras Chet has to be kodemus. Yiras Chet has to come, has to have already been there. So to think, I know there's going to be a challenging situation next week, there's a challenging situation tomorrow. I know there's a situation that challenges on an ongoing basis. So they can chesh my nefesh. Got to put in time to think about it in a quiet, peaceful moment. And there's a whole notion of chesh my nefesh. So carve out time to think on a regular basis when Shiloh, as Ramchal describes in the third chapter of Seals Hasharim, the hero is Shiloh b'shas ma'asa. To have time carved out for careful thought, for contemplation, but it's not at the moment of action. That's Yiras Cheto Kodemus. It does not explain why it's Kodemus or Chachmasa, but that's Adach Remez, Yiras Cheto Kodemus. There's so much more in this parak, but it looks like our time is up for now. Maya, thank you so much. Thank you so much all for calling in. I'm glad to stick around for questions. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Looking forward to talking down the road.
Thank you, Rebbe.